While the Chinese are beating the Americans when it comes to electric vehicles, BYD's revenues are at more than $100 billion. Elon Musk's Tesla are under that figure. And now another Chinese EV company, XPeng, is entering the European market. It had its Irish launch in Dublin last night, and our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan was there.
Welcome to the Irish launch of XPeng.
A glitzy launch event for the newest car brand to enter the Irish market, Chinese electrical vehicle maker XPeng.
XPeng is an exciting electric brand coming from China.
Kieron Allen is sales director with Motor Distributors Limited. We met him standing alongside the big attraction at the launch event, a flying car called the X2.
A flying car is right. This is a prototype that we're standing beside, but already available in China for pre-order. So probably not too long before we see it here.
How long do you reckon before we might see it in Irish skies?
Only a matter of time, I'd say, right.
But while flying cars may not be available here yet, other Chinese models are and are growing in popularity.
The most popular brands are BYD and MG. Also Polestar is in there.
Paul Monaghan is head of data at Dundeal Motors.
We're seeing them grow year on year, but they're still a relatively small piece of the pie. The established manufacturers, the European, Japanese, Korean car brands in EV and EV demand in Dundeal are still much bigger.
Industry experts like motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, Geraldine Herbert, are predicting further growth for Chinese car brands in the Irish market.
So they've come very far in a very short space of time. I suppose what they offer the Irish consumer is a lot for your money. They're not cheap and cheerful, don't think like that for a second, but you do get a lot. You get a lot of good tech and they're bringing extra choice. I think the other thing that the Chinese car makers have brought is competitive pricing, so they have forced legacy car makers to also reduce their price.
BYD's shares jumped in value earlier this month when it announced that its new battery was capable of providing 470 kilometres of range after just 5 minutes of charging. China always struggled to compete with legacy car makers when it came to petrol and diesel engines, but in the EV market, it's a very different story. Here's Geraldine Herbert again.
When it came to electronic and consumer goods, so they had expertise in this area, and the electric car manufacturing process aligns itself very closely to that. So they brought that expertise and they really have made strides. And in this stage are passing out European car makers, both in battery technology and access to raw materials.
As Elon Musk takes on more responsibility in the Trump administration, some longtime Tesla customers are rethinking their loyalty to the electric vehicle brand.
One of the big beasts of the electric car market, Tesla, is experiencing a slump in sales amid a backlash against the company's controversial CEO, Elon Musk. In the US, there have been acts of vandalism and arson targeting cars and dealerships.
Multiple Teslas on fire in what police are calling a targeted attack. Police found at least 5 Teslas burned or shot at with guns.
Tesla sales are also down in Europe, but so far there hasn't been a major slump in Ireland. Here's Paul Monaghan from Dundeal Motors again.
Nothing like what we've seen in Europe. So Tesla are losing market share bit by bit in Ireland in the new and used space combined that Dundeal looks at. And that's mainly down to competition. It's a slow-moving trend as new entrants come in and established manufacturers release EVs.
So we're certainly seeing no Elon Musk rebellion yet anyway in Ireland.
That's correct. Nothing so far we've seen the numbers. No big slump.
But that Tesla slump could be on the way soon, according to motoring journalist Geraldine Herbert.
I think the issue with Ireland is we're a small market. It could take a while before we see that decline, that European decline happening here.
Tesla's loss could very much be China's gain as it broadens its reach in the electric vehicle market. Back at the XPeng launch, attendees were busy taking selfies with the company's flying car. It's not going to be available in Ireland anytime soon, but its presence was a reminder of the Chinese ingenuity that has seen the country's electric car industry soar to new heights.
That was our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan reporting there.